Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
So there's a thing on the internet that basically says, these are the signs you're officially old.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was actually trending on Twitter.
It was official. These are official. Yep.
We've gone through this once before, but it bears repeating in case you didn't hear it. I can't remember the numbers off the top of my head, but I think it's a total of 20% of the population of the United States of America is on Twitter.
This is a great, yes, yes, you're right.
Of that,
yes,
like 2% of, or it's, God, I can't remember. Oh, it's 10% of that population is responsible for all the tweets on it.
Yes.
So if you extrapolate the numbers of the entire population of the United States, 2% control what Twitter is saying.
So in other words, if they say it's blowing up on Twitter,
and we take it as gospel, it's only 2% of the people think that. You can't think all of America thinks it because Twitter's saying it. It's only 2% of...
It's such bunk.
It's kind of bunk. So that's why we're going to take what's happening on Twitter and turn it into the real thing that happens in the real world. They did, you're officially old if blank.
Okay.
And we want you to tell us what you consider is a thing that makes you officially old. For me, I don't even know if it's on this list. The day I felt officially old, and it wasn't even... I remember driving down the road, and I'm even going to say the name of a competing radio station.
Oh.
I'm driving down the road, and I was listening to 103.5 The Fox.
The Fox.
And a Van Halen song. No, I'm sorry. I have to say the name of another.
Oh, okay.
Cool 105.
Cool 105.
Great hits, cold oldies, whatever
good
it is.
Good times, great oldies.
That. Van Halen came on there.
Oh, your all-time favorite, but the band that you...
When the band that you grew up with is on the oldies station.
Oldies.
By the way, don't listen to either of those trashy radio stations. We just reminded people, like, oh, that's right, I love that. Punch! But I felt officially old. You're like...
That's a good one.
Wait, I don't listen to classic rock. I don't listen to oldies. I listen to new music.
But your favorite all-time band is now pushed into the...
Yeah.
That's
why I gave it... That's what, now Taylor Swift, she's my jam. Okay. I don't listen to anything but Tay-Tay.
Yes.
The Lover album, I'm just like, it's on repeat in his house. For reals.
Wait, hang on. Did I just hear a his...
You did!
Can we add another sign?
Yes, that you're gotten old? When you sound terrible?
Using his house. Wow.
Using the vernacular of the wrong generation.
I have not heard that for...
Yeah. So... I felt like that was my moment.
Nice.
Where I go, but that's not on this list. Let me tell you what's on this list. One of the things, you're officially old if you grew up with VHS tapes.
Oh,
well, you did.
I had VHS tapes.
I don't consider you that old.
Thank you.
I did.
Yeah,
but
we did.
T-Hack, Aaron, they're in their young 20s. They grew up with that. You're not officially old if you grew up with VHS tapes. That doesn't...
They remember. They had them when they were...
Yes. There's one on here. You had a car with the crank window. Here's the thing. It doesn't make us old. I mean, you can say that makes you old. I will say this. My kids, if I handed them a VHS tape, they'd have no idea what it was.
They would just marvel at it.
If
like,
there
what?
Was a car with a crank on it, they'd be going, where's the button? They literally, but of that, they're just young. We're not old.
Yeah, good point. Just because there doesn't make us old.
Right.
Yes.
So,
bastards.
Twitter... 2% idiots.
Yeah, screw you.
We think their list is bad, so we want you to call us and tell us what you think makes someone officially old. How about you? When did you feel old?
Yes.
You know, when I for you,
I
don't know if you notice it.
What?
But there are times where, like, you make a noise just standing up.
I know I do. That's I have it. A heavy sigh. I
there's
breathe.
There's a. Yeah,
like,
that's a when you sound like you're in a tennis match.
Female
it's like,
tennis match.
Oh, she playing tennis? No, I just got out of the chair.
That
there.
Is true. Or getting into a chair.
That's right. Sometimes it's sitting down. It's like, oh.
I know.
On this, this one, I kind of agree with.
Which one?
You've used a typewriter.
Yes.
My parents had two. We had a real one that was like...
Oh, the old school one, the arms, like the hammer. Yep. And then you had the Selectric, the ball.
Because
the ball
my brother element. Worked at IBM, we did get one of the first
they were bad.
IBM, weren't they?
They were
fast. It was the first one that you could go like back, and it would erase the type. You didn't have to go back in with the little... By the way, if any of this, like, everybody's going, we didn't just delete it. No, it was on paper already.
There's a whole
you
process.
Were screwed. Yes. Yeah, you get this little whiteout strip and put it on there and try to line it back up and type the same letter in white.
But you're right, the IBM Selectrics.
It was like, it was that big ball in the middle.
The ball element.
You're officially old if you're still listening to us going, yeah.
Marveling at a ball element.
I remember the ball! you watched, I don't know this one.
Okay.
So I don't think I'm officially old.
Well, you're
old.
Pretending you don't
I
know.
I swear I don't know this one. So I might not be officially old.
Okay.
I'm running it by you. You remember the episode where the Flintstones, which I remember, and the Jetsons, which I remember, meet. They met? How?
One was prehistoric and the other was way in the future. It was kind of cute with the attempt because they're both Hanna-Barbera, I think, so they were allowed to cross-pollinate. I don't remember the actual episode, but I remember...
Somebody had a time machine or something?
Yeah, and it was a very special as we bring
Jetsons
together...
Jetsons and Flintstones.
Flintstones. I know, weird. I think the Jetsons had to go back in time.
So this is another one that I think is stupid.
What's that?
You and MySpace Tom were besties. Everybody I know, T-Hack, Aaron, 20s. I mean, you'd have to be 12 to not have had a MySpace
page.
Yeah,
that doesn't make us
old.
That doesn't
make... What?
By the way, do you know that Tom's like 47 and he has like $60 million and he lives in Hawaii and just does nothing?
He doesn't have Zuckerberg money, but I'd take $60 million in a second.
Do you know that he sold MySpace for like $256 million?
Oh.
And his job was to stare into a mirror? Is that but Tom
that's
did?
All, that's all Tom.
That's all he did. I know.
All right. So we could keep reading from this list, but we're going to give it to you. And Steve will have interesting historical facts.
That makes me old. Only old people relate to stupid old facts.
Here's the thing. You've done this for as long as
okay,
I've known you.
You're right.
You've always been this guy.
I'll give you
young
that.
Young or old. All right. When are you officially old? When did you feel old? We want to hear what the turning point was for you. Cassidy?
Hi, guys.
Yay. Officially old when what?
I felt officially old when I was in the grocery store and I got really mad because they raised the price of a gallon of milk.
I'm going to tell you this. That is one way where I have the fountain of youth. I don't care.
You couldn't state what a gallon...
I bet you can because you actually drink it and
so
you order
often.
It like from La Mondairie and stuff, so you get an invoice.
Yeah.
But I literally... Yeah. My parents asked me, oh, how much you pay per gallon? And I'm like, of milk or gas? And I'm like, I needed it. I purchased it.
You just pay it, right?
And it was if I only bought a gallon of milk, then I would know. Oh, it was $3.72 or whatever. But
well, that's not bad actually.
Is that close?
Is that pretty close, Cassidy?
How much is it?
No, I got the store. It's like I don't know, $1.60 or whatever.
Oh, that's right.
$3 if you want to get the fancy stuff. But.
Yeah, so nice.
You get
the fancy stuff. Yeah. Hey, trust us, it's better. It's good stuff. No, but I get it. Okay. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, well, you're old because when you care about the price of a gallon of milk
of anything.
Yes.
My parents constantly, I swear, oh, I got some corn at Safeway. Oh, how much was it? $5 for $1? I'm like, what?
I walked up, I needed five.
And
so I
bought five.
Whatever they asked is what I passed over.
Oh my God. When you start thinking, I mean, I'm not even saying I have so much money. I'm just like, but I know I need it.
Right.
So, Sandra?
Yes.
Yes. Hi. You know you're old when what?
There was a Seinfeld episode long time ago. First of all, that makes me old. But he said, you know you're getting old when you bend over and you can't help but make a noise. And I, unfortunately, am at that point. Whenever I bend over, I make like a... Yeah, every time.
It is frustrating.
Yeah.
When it's involuntary.
Exactly, when it's involuntary.
And
you guys are talking about the Flintstones and the Jetsons.
Yeah.
I get those on DVD from the library for my kids. My kids are 8, 7, and 5, and they love the Flintstones and the Jetsons. So I'm keeping the classic.
Yeah, keep it alive.
Score.
Way to go. I didn't know they had...
Yeah.
Makes me officially old or young that I didn't know the library had DVDs.
You didn't either.
Jesse?
Hi, yeah.
Yeah. You're officially old if what?
Okay, so I got two things. The old mimeograph machines when you were in school and they used to make all these copies and everybody loved the smell.
Oh man, we'd all just
buzz.
Just shove them against your face right when they came out.
I miss that smell.
Oh, the mimeograph.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing is the brick phone. I call it the brick. You know, like the first cell
phone? Oh, yeah, the big old brick.
It was like an army field phone.
It was like a sat phone. It was yes. When Chris Kyle's about to shoot somebody. He's like, I need clearance. Give me to the bird. That's awesome. The brick phone was huge. Like my kids don't. If I showed them that, they would
They'd go, like, what the?
What is that?
What were you people doing?
Christine?
Yes.
Yeah. How do you know you're old?
I threw my back out while laughing.
Or just doing something like picking up a pencil.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
I'm dead serious. I have like plantar fasciitis or something in my right foot right now. I've been able to work out very hard this like week.
Oh, no.
And it's like, and I literally didn't do anything. And I'm just like, what? When you have an injury from nothing. It's like, no, I was moving. I like walked across. Tiffany?
Yeah.
Yes. You know, yay, you're old when what?
Yeah.
When I just started wearing reading glasses.
Oh, wow.
You know what's weird is like there's a lot of young people around here. I don't think I need them. I think they need them. Like our boss.
Oh, he's recently.
And I have to wear them with the gemstones on them, and I have to buy them like every 5 days because I lose them every 5 minutes.
Oh no, off of the Walgreens rack. Yeah.
You're just like,
well, either that or the dollar store, you know.
Do you leave them just down on the tip of your nose though? That's not a good look.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
But I do leave them at my patient's house all the time. So I'm 47, and at 45, I had to start wearing.
Oh, man.
Yeah, there's no turning
it
back.
It hasn't happened for me, knock on wood. Right. So thank you, Tiffany. Lacey.
Yay.
Why you know you're old?
Well, I work in HR, and I know I'm old when I started hiring people that were born the year I graduated high school.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, my God. I remember that moment. I wasn't even old yet. But do you remember the moment when you were walking through a store and somebody had like class of 2000 on it?
Yeah, you're like, holy crap.
You're like, wait, people can graduate in the new millennia.
Right.
And now it's class of 2019.
And working with people that were born the year that you read it.
Oh my God.
Right now we're hiring people that are 18 that were born the year I turned 21. So I'm like, I could legally go to the bar when you were born.
That is crazy.
Oh my God. Thank you. They could be your kids.
That's a good one.
Thank you, Lacey. David.
Yes.
You know you're old when.
Yay. So you know you're old when your preschool had a dunce cap.
Okay. No, you did not.
For real, they did?
You had
Absolutely. I wore it a few times.
I thought that was just in cartoons.
Me too. It actually said dunce on it.
Well, like it was just like that, you know, that big cone hat and they put you in the corner.
Yeah.
Wow.
I lived in the corner, but never had to wear the hat.
Yeah. They just couldn't afford the cone.
Oh,
that's awesome. Thank you, David. Would that fly today?
Oh, no, there'd be lawsuits flying around everywhere.
Yes. Sarah.
Yay.
You're officially old when what?
You want to be alone on your birthday.
Oh, wow. Yes.
That's unfortunately really, really true.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.